On today's segment of A Moment in Time, join health educator and author Donna Green Goodman as she shares practical ways to cook up good health.
Okay, recently there's been some recent strong discussion about the negative effect of soul food on one's health. Kind of hard for me to agree with all of what I was hearing. Aside from the sugary foods or fatty foods and meats that we typically eat or season our foods with, soul food is really great for your health. Collard greens offer the mighty power of detox in the digestive tract. One sweet potato provides 400 times the recommended amount of vitamin A and fights blood pressure and cancer. Onions boost the immunity and improve membrane function in red blood cells. Garlic is full of antibiotic properties and was used effectively before penicillin. One peach has 285 milligrams of potassium and works to fight cancer and inflammation. All beans are high in fiber and help to keep blood sugars at proper levels. And brown rice and whole grain cornbread lowers cholesterol, slows the progression of plaque buildup, lessens the narrowing of the blood vessels, lowers type 2 diabetes, reduces your risk of metabolic syndrome, is protective against breast cancer, helps prevent gallstones, protective against asthma, and contains plant compounds that may affect cholesterol levels, blood vessel elasticity, bone metabolism, and protects against childhood asthma. And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed which is on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food, and you shall eat the herb of the field." All those plant foods that are full of fiber and health-enhancing, disease-preventing phytochemicals and nutrients were designed by a loving God for the people that He made in His image. And He said that if we diligently heed to the voice of the Lord our God and do what's right in His sight, give ear to His commandments and keep His statutes, He won't put any of the diseases on us that He's brought on the Egyptians, for He's the Lord who heals us. Sounds to me like the food that really feeds the soul is the food we've eaten for years, prepared without all that harmful fat and sugar, delivered seasonally by the Creator Himself. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for soul food. It's time to pile on the plants. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. And remember, God's greatest wish for us is that we prosper and be in good health, which is why I love cooking up good health.
For more information on cooking up good health, visit wjou.org.